Blog Talk Radio.
Be starting something.
get up because he at work. But I can't. I'm up for you. I wish y'all could see me now. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah. I'm here, y'all. I'm here. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to today's show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And thank you guys for tuning in, those who are listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, on yesterday, the 15th of October, was the deadline for you guys to file your taxes. If you file for an extension in April 15th, then yesterday, October 15th, was the deadline to get your taxes in to the IRS before any more penalty. And if you didn't, then, there's a little bit of trouble there. But if you call the professionals at CPA on Duty and let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you, they will help you with that issue. 770-732-0244. Again, guys, thank you for tuning in and welcome to the show. Now, I am going to apologize for yesterday because I was not on the show, but I had a dental appointment that I needed to get to, and because of that, I was not able to do the show. So I apologize for that, but I'm here this morning, okay? So let's get it going. Now, today's show, not today's show, but the word of today is bucket shop. Bucket shop. That's two words, but it's bucket shop. Okay? And bucket shop is a noun. And the first meaning, it has two different meanings for it. The first meaning is a gambling establishment that formerly used market fluctuations, commodity, as a basis for gaming. So a bucket shop is a gambling establishment that uses commodities as a basis for gaming. And commodities could mean anything from coffee to tea to all kinds of stuff like that. I know that if you ever seen the movie 48 Hours, in the movie 48 Hours, they use commodities to trade. They bought commodities like coffee, orange juice, things like that, and they use that for trading. You know, today you think of stock as commodities, like stock in companies and stuff like that. But they use coffee and orange juice and things like that as commodities. That's what a bucket shop is. A bucket shop is a gambling establishment that formerly used market fluctuation as a basis for gaming. Okay? And the second meaning is a dishonest brokerage firm. A dishonest brokerage firm. So, you know, hey, there are a lot of bucket shops around, right? So, you know, I don't know if some of you guys are into that, but I guess you have to be careful, all right? So, again, thank you guys for tuning in. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. I see there are a few more people who have joined the show, and welcome to the show, guys. Now, before I get into today's episode, we have some nice weather out, and this looks like it's going to be a very, very nice day. Now, I wanted to ask a question, and maybe someone can help me with this, but I'm having a problem at my house with flies getting into the house, and I don't know how they're getting into the house. Well, we're having to kill flies every day, you know, and I don't know how they're getting in, and I guess we have to take better control of food that's being left out and keeping the garbage can closed and everything. I'm going to go outside in here in a little while and make sure that I don't have some opening in at the house as to how they're getting in. I'm just stumped with it. So I have to do some things now to try to control these flies getting into the house. I've never had this happen to me before. It is weird. But every day, I notice a fly flying around. And then I have to get a towel and chase the fly and kill it. That's how it is. If you guys have any information about these flies or whatever, you guys let me know. Okay? Let me know. Now, today's episode is entitled, Ebola. Is our government and the CDC lying to us? Is our government and the CDC lying to us about Ebola? Okay? You guys tell me. Because I think they are. All right? I think they are lying to us. And, you know, and before they tell us the truth, they're going to continue to lie. They're going to continue to lie to us before they tell us the truth. And believe me, guys, now we found that there's another nurse that has contracted the Ebola. Okay? She was one of the nurses who treated the Ebola patient, Texas, who died, okay? She was one of the nurses who treated the Ebola patient in Texas who died. And you know, we knew about the first nurse who contracted it. Now there's a second nurse that contracted it. And then, get this. Now, because of that, because of what happened, now she ended up getting on the plane and coming to Atlanta. And I'm saying, why did she come? Why was she coming to Atlanta? I don't know. I'm not sure the reason that she was coming to Atlanta. But she was coming to Atlanta. So she got on the plane to come to Atlanta, and she had a mild fever. But evidently she contacted the CDC, and they said that she was fine to fly on the plane to Atlanta. So she gets on the plane with another 132 people and fly to Atlanta. So I guess once she got here or whatever, figured out that she did have Ebola, and now those 132 people that were also on the plane with her now to having the Ebola virus, right? Now, if now the nurse who cared for the guy who died from Ebola, if she had a fever, which is one of the symptoms of Ebola, then why would the CDC tell her to get on the plane with another 132 people? Why would they do that? Why wouldn't they tell her to stay put, let's figure this out, and we'll get you to Atlanta? Why didn't they quarantine her or, you know, get her in some type of other way to get her to Atlanta? Why would they put her on the plane and subject another 132 people to Ebola? Okay, now these 132 people, and now get this. If I was one of those 132 people, and I knew that the CDC told this lady who could possibly have Ebola to get on the plane with me, it was okay. Hey, now I'd be telling my family, y'all get ready to sue these folks, because if I got Ebola and they told her to get on the plane with me, knowing she had it, then, hey, y'all got some trouble. But, why is the government and the little skinny guy from the CDC, he's on the TV telling us that there's no way that the outbreak is going to hit the United States? No way. How can you say that when you're continually letting people into the United States from Liberia, where the outbreak is? Why do we continue to bring people here? Why do we do that? I don't understand. Now, the government is saying that we can't just isolate Liberia and close off the borders and all this stuff. Well, why not? Why not? Why can't we shut it down for at least for people coming here? Because what's happening is that someone will get on a plane in Liberia, they'll fly to another country, and then come here. Okay? And because they know that once they get to America, they can get treated for Ebola. But we got to shut this down. Because now out of that 132 people that were on the plane, who they don't know if they were able to get Ebola from this nurse, if any of those people have Ebola and they go out into the public, who's gonna contract the virus from them? How can you control that? How? I don't see how in the world you can control that. Now, so if that's the deal, why wouldn't there be an outbreak in America? Now, every day, there are new people turning up who has Ebola. Every day. Okay? Now, we were also told that it was something that was, I guess we need to start to research Ebola. I don't know if there's a lot of information out there about it, but we need to research Ebola to see how you can get infected with Ebola. How is it transmitted from one person to the other? I think it's airborne. It's something that's in the air when somebody has Ebola and they start developing fever or cough or whatever. Then when they cough, then whatever coming out goes into the air, and it probably feeds off the oxygen in the air. And then who knows who, and you're breathing the oxygen. So if you're in the room with that person and they start to sneeze and cough or whatever, and you're breathing the air that they're sneezing and coughing in, why wouldn't it go into your body? There's no reason why it wouldn't go into your body. There's no reason why it wouldn't go into your body. So are they lying to us about the only way you can catch it is through some bodily fluid? Is that a lie? Are they lying to us about it being not being able to be an outbreak in the United States? Is that a lie? I think so. So when you think about Ebola, and it's being transmitted through some bodily fluids. Okay, so if it's transmitted only through bodily fluids, why do you have these people with these spacesuits on when you bring them in into Emory? Why do you have them with the spacesuit on? Why do you have them all in this special room with special air coming in, special air being sucked out, and you have to wear something, this and that, to go in there and all this stuff? Why do you have to do that if it's bodily fluids is the way that you get it? Because that's not true. They're covering these people up so that they won't breathe out or cough or sneeze or whatever out into the air, which is where the Ebola, I think, this is my opinion, I think how it gets out. And then we're breathing this air. So if you got to put these people in these spacesuits and keep them quarantined and all this stuff, then that's exactly what has to be done with Liberia. That country has to be quarantined. They have to be covered. That whole country needs to have a spacesuit on. And you need to send people in there and treat those people. If somebody has a cure for this, which I guess Emory knows what to do for Ebola. I guess the Center for Disease Control knows what to do with Ebola here in Atlanta. So why can't we give that information to Liberia or send this information to Liberia so that they can start treating people, so they can get people back right? Okay, we got the first doctor. He got healed, cured from Ebola. We got that second lady doctor that went over there. She got cured or healed from Ebola. But the black guy in Texas, he died from Ebola. So I don't know what they gave him or didn't give him to keep him alive. But whatever they gave those two doctors kept them alive. But this black guy died from it. Now, I say it again, because, who knows? Who knows? But it's a person of color from Liberia who died of Ebola. Okay? A white American that been to Liberia that attracted the virus, comes back to the United States just like the guy from Liberia did, gets treated, he's all good. The female doctor is all good. whatever you want to grab from that, you can. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, guys, do your research. Do your homework. Look up and find out how this stuff works, how it happens, and all this stuff. Okay? Because I guarantee you, now that the cold and flu season is coming, right? The cold and flu season is coming. So when you're at work or you're around someone that's coughing and sneezing, feeling bad, what are you going to think? What are you going to think? I got the flu. I got a cold. You better think he might have Ebola. And it may be best for you to get as far away as you can from that person. Because if they sneeze it and puts it out in the air, which I think is the way that it's going from person to person. If they sneeze and cough and gets that out in the air, and you're in a room with them watching a football game, what's going to happen? You're breathing that air, bro. You're breathing that air. You have to. That's the only way you can live. So you're breathing that air. With that Ebola is out in the air. It goes into your body. Now, you got Ebola. You got Ebola. And how are we going to control that as a country and then as citizens of the United States? How are we going to control Ebola from becoming an outbreak here in the United States? That's the question. Hey, guys, that's just about all the time we have in the show today. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you got something from this. And again, go out there and look and research and see what's going on with Ebola. So you can have better conversation with your neighbor, your friends, your coworkers, or whatever about this and be informed about this. Okay? Take care of yourselves, guys. Same place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good day.
Clock.